What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're here at Shell Shack, but it's time to go
consummate professional
into the Pimp Cup with Lucius Alexander.
Big Godzilla walking through the building. Does my mic sound nice? Check one, check two.
Clear.
All right, let's get into it. This is the G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, man. Send it to me. We can play it right here at this time on this station at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion audio right here. Let me get to the folder. Sorry about that. Okay, blind man describes what it sounds like when he is watching tennis. Day two for this audio. This guy's a genius. It's like a Stevie Wonder of sound effects.
Okay, wait, what were you doing?
Well, I was just going to show you what a blind guy hears when tennis is on television.
Okay, let's see. Let's
hear it. You got to close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You can't watch.
Okay.
That's what a blind guy sees when tennis is off.
That's really good.
That's pretty good. They were so impressed.
Really good.
They were so impressed. There's this little party trick right there.
That's a good party trick.
Everybody close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
You can see everybody closing their eyes.
Now, no peeking.
No peek.
All right, let's see what else I got for you boys. Hey. Oh, speaking of tennis, they were popping champagne during Wimbledon. Did you guys see that?
No. I missed it. Yeah. Dang it.
They were popping champagne. Oh, D-Boy. I think it says Ether Boy right there. Yeah, they were popping champagne during Wimbledon, and they had to be told to chill out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you could avoid opening bottles of champagne when the players are about to serve.
Oh, come on. I love that.
It's warm.
It's the most Wimbledon warning you've ever heard.
The most Wimbledon warning you've ever had there, yes. That. As he popped his Merlot.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
see.
Good.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Eric played this one earlier. I love it. San Francisco Giants catcher Patrick Bailey.
Yep.
Had it inside the park. Walk-off home run.
Incredible.
Like a little league tournament or something. Let's wrap this up, son. We got to get on out of here. How about an inside-the-park walk-off home run? Let's go to Giants Radio.
One out. Patrick hits a high drive. Deep right center field. This one is off the top of the wall, and it ricochets, and it's rolling on the warning track. Two runs are in. Bailey coming around third. Patrick Bailey scores! It's an inside the park walk-off home run.
Amazing.
That's so awesome.
So yeah. What, Lucius, do you agree that is a SportsCenter top 10 play last night / this morning? And then on Friday, on the other side of things, that's going to be a not top 10 play for the Phillies.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Where is it? Where's the ball?
Yeah, I'm picturing it going between people's legs, guys diving and totally missing it. Some it's other incredible. Fool was looking all in the audience. I'm just seeing all types of mistakes and mishaps. I tell you, that's one thing I pay attention to when I watch a baseball game.
The mishaps?
If I did not see the game, I'll look over to that scoreboard and see where those errors are.
Yeah. Errors.
And I go, ooh. Ouch. What is that, two today?
We need to get that into all sports, honestly.
Yeah.
Like just give the errors where just like, man. Honestly, everybody acknowledges this guy screwed up in a huge way.
Ooh. Yes, it's everybody acknowledges it. It's on the scoreboard. It's so bad, bro. It's what a shaming ritual that is.
It is, dude.
Shame. Tolo Richie, happy birthday, Tolo Richie. Shout out to you, bro. Come to the front of the congregation.
Oh, no. I wondered how this came across on the air. It was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was fantastic, bro. My man busted his ass at the Shell Shack during the live broadcast. On his birthday, busted his ass live broadcast. You can just hear it in the background. Pay attention.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens, Diggs. Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich.
Pretty
it's all right,
incredible.
Buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract year. Kyler Elam is in a contract year.
Let him go,
Richie's up. There he is. But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
looks like
season.
Me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say, man. Check his tumble. Knee for some scrapes.
I felt so bad.
I thought
everyone's looking. I'm like, I don't want to draw more attention.
I thought he fainted. I did.
Oh, thought
I thought he passed out.
Yeah, from the angle here, Broadus is sort of like over his
right
shoulder.
Yeah.
He doesn't know exactly. He just hears the sound and looks over it. Anything could have happened.
He was literally tangled up in our equipment.
There was a bar.
It definitely sounded like some equipment falling.
Yeah, yeah, it was the fan banner.
He sounds tangled up like a mother.
Yeah, he's into the fan banner. He's into the metal banner, and he's laying on his back. And I'm thinking, I thought the guy was like, I thought he passed. I thought he just blacked out.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing shots and stuff, and I thought maybe one got him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he got tangled up in the fan equipment.
Yeah, and then there was a bar stool situation that kind of flubbed
and
him.
And nobody was
bit.
Helping him.
No.
Everybody around him was kind of backed up, it looked like.
Like it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Look at this guy.
The best part might be Walchuk trying to keep it on Sam Williams and some random sports thing.
All right, hold on. Y'all talking about it too much again. I got to play it over, bro. There was so much chaos in the background.
There's a lot of chaos.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens,
Diggs.
Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
He sounded like he dropped his phone.
Oh,
Richie.
I just saw him going
okay,
down.
You okay, buddy? Richie.
Hope you're okay, Rich, but back to Sam Williams.
Somebody give that man a hand.
Oh, man.
God, Richie.
Lucius, everybody scattered at Moses in the Red Sea. He fell right on his
credit
back.
To him, man. I mean, he popped up. Like, he really did.
And he's kept drinking, man.
Yeah, he did. Kept drinking. Everything was fine.
Good for Richie. He's the best. He really is a sweetheart.
True legend.
Stumbling and fumbling. All right, let's see what else. Ari Temkin was just on here, and I was alerted that he was using a weird little phrase.
He's phrasing.
Yeah, he was phrasing. What did you call it? He was phrasing?
He was phrasing.
He was definitely phrasing. He was phrasing for sure.
He was phrasing.
I think he was talking about Baylor. Let's pay attention.
So I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in their bowl game, but before that they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them. And so I mean,
Brian's face.
I don't think that's
immediate.
It, bro. That's that not was it. Amazing.
Dude, kudos to you, bro. That was such a quick turnaround. That was freaking amazing.
Good nice job, work, Lucius. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's sports analysis right there.
Hey, yeah. And shout out to Carter, too, because you know our thing saves in 15 minutes increments or something like that.
Yeah.
This was like 15:04 or something like that, bro.
Oh, you had to wait.
I mean, just a bit outside. But Carter saved me.
Yeah, it's Carter.
Hey, Carter.
Came through, man. Yeah, I don't think that's how you use that phrase, bro. But listen, competition brings out the the wildness in us.
No question,
hold on, hold on here one more time.
And Baylor just ran a train on them. And so
happy Baylor too, you know.
I did. My face was like,
Brian was hilarious.
Like, whoa.
Oh man, we're gonna get a phone call from Baylor.
Yeah.
Cease and desist. That's not what we're doing.
We're not welcome.
Sick them.
All right, man, that's it. I got some more for tomorrow, but run out of time, fam.
Incredible stuff right here, live from Shell Shack.
I vote for everything.
G-bag of the day here. 10 out of 10, as always. It's your one-time champ, the Tennis Sounds. That's impressive.
That's impressive. Okay?
I got a feeling he's not going to win today, just another tip of the cap to that guy. That's quite the skill set. We also have the most Wimbledon warning of all time. We have Patrick Bailey inside the park, walk-off, first time in 99 years. You've seen that from a catcher. Mm-hmm. We have the B-Day
From a major league catcher. You can see it any weekend at the River Bottoms in Irving.
Yeah, good call. Good clarification there. We do have the B-Day boy, Richie, busting his ass here at the Shell Shack today. And then, of course, Ari's train run brought to you by Baylor. This is tough, I think we got to go ahead and give it to the birthday boy, 38th birthday, and took quite the spill today. I'm giving it to Richie. Lucius, what say you?
Come back to me. I'm glad I'm going to any, meeny, miny, mo this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Okay, Walchuk.
It's between Ari and Richie for me, by the way. Just want to let you know.
What I know what I'm going to do here.
Is there any chance we can combo those? Can we combo platter that?
Nah.
It's the Shell Shack combo?
The Shell Shack combo? Maybe. Lucius, you're
go
the judge.
Go ahead, man. Come out. All it does is kill time for G-Bag. They were talking about. That's two clips.
We
just
got to
get one
combo.
Clip after that, fam. Hell yeah, let's do it.
Okay, now I'm cool with that. We got it right here. It's the Shell Shack combo, Broadus.
I'm comboing.
All right.
Combo. Okay, congratulations to the birthday boy, Richie.
Let's go.
Hovis, congratulations to Ari Temkin. And, of course, congratulations to Shell Shack because we're getting it done. Yeah, Richie Hovis.
Hovis.
All right, let's keep it back in the Pimp Cup. It's L.A. Live.
Money for this banner, by the way.
Yeah, there's a tear in there.
Well, Shelby told us John and Toy, they thought, I guess Richie thought the banner was a wall. And so he tilted back a
and he leaned on it?
Yeah.
Oh, hysterical. Yeah. He leaned on it, had no security. Just like, whoa. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday right after the great Rick James, y'all. Shoot ya, boy.
All right, all right, you swear. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
That's weed. That's weed.
Oh, man. Dance or some of everything.
They're all half buzzed out.
Everybody get high.
We are safe. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You all right?
Get me some oxygen. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack?
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah, Jerry was hitting that thing a little too hard.
Jerry.
That's that Zah. You got to grind it, roll it, and smoke it, Jerry. That's zogging all in your throat. This is L.A. Live for Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in L.A. Live. Shout out to the very elegant Miss Erica Badu, Dallas's own Mrs. Erica Badu, a legend right here in your own city. Yeah, she named today Butt Naked Wednesday. She predicted where we are basically at in female music. I promise you, she predicted it. Peace to the guys and earths out there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Before I get into the proceedings this evening, this song has been in my head all day. Corey, my God, dog.
Everybody out there who believes in the true God understands what I'm saying. I ain't scared of nothing because God has put people out here to save me from all situations.
Let's go.
The obese
single mom will always provide
shelter for me.
Got y'all.
Single mom will always provide shelter for me.
I mean, yeah, it freezes me up every time I hear that, bro. I can't believe that is an actual song. I'm like, yo, you did that. He did that. Let me change the vibe real quick, though. Hey, hey, hey.
We've got messages where people have been singing that for the last 24 hours, Lucius.
V.O.B. single mama will always provide shelter. Oh, he goes, shelter for me. All right.
Yeah.
Gotta hit it like that. Okay, I got a question for the Tolos here on a Butt Naked Wednesday in L.A. Live.
Hey. It's just that I'm an addict for
hey, hey, the vibe, it's the vibe. In lieu of the upcoming Dallas Cowboys Netflix documentary, like last week I asked a question that was kind of in lieu of it. I asked, what would you title it? And I remember the old girl I live with was telling me that was a terrible idea because they're not going to have, they're going to be creative enough to give you any titles to work with. But you guys, you did. You actually did. Now, not in my Facebook, but on the fan text, it was amazing. Too bad I didn't have access to the fan page at that time, but I seen it after work, and I was like, oh, y'all was smoking it, bro. I couldn't read any of those.
I think my favorite one, Lucius, was Jonesin' for a Title.
Jonesin' for a Title is good. Hey, there was some good ones out there. But this one right here is different. What is the wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal you remember? If I just say Dallas Cowboys scandal, what pops in your head? What is a Dallas Cowboys scandal we're not talking about? We don't remember. Might have gotten past the goalie a little bit. Yeah, what is the wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal you remember? Which is a great question to ask because we have the very own Brian Broaddus right here on staff, on the show. So he can always back us up with this. I asked this to the Tolos to follow me on Facebook, fellas. By the way, just want to say
trying to think of the ones I was involved in.
Okay. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, well, I'll give you some of they said. Well, we cannot talk about those. I don't want to get you out.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to light you up, bro.
Lucius, we're trying to do good here. We'll do whatever we have to do.
I don't want
to
light you up. All right, let's see. Yeah, wildest Dallas Cowboys scandals you remember. One Tolo said Michael Irvin cocaine raid at an Irving hotel.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Mike was immediately came. Him and Nate come to mind.
Nate.
You know, and then the story that's now been circulating about Mike stabbing the guy at camp.
That's true.
That is wild.
I feel like it comes around every camp.
That is nuts.
Every camp it comes around. Once a year, here comes a Michael story, Michael Irvin story going viral. But I don't remember the cocaine raid at the hotel. I don't remember that. And they said Alfredo Roberts was there?
Yeah, he was a tight end. Alfredo had the Cowboy Cafe, too. He was part of that over there.
The Cowboy Cafe.
I know where the Cowboy Cafe is at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Valley Ranch. That was a really a neat area over there. They had a lot going on there. Alfredo Roberts, I think, was part of that whole thing. Yeah. I don't remember a raid at a hotel.
Neither do I, bro.
I could check. I'll tell you what. I've got people that I could check with right now, Lucius, but keep going.
Check them Googles, too, just in case the story, them Googles, fam. I think of Marion Barion. Marion Barion, is that his name? D.C. mayor? And he got busted with the smoking crack in the hotel?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit.
Whoa.
And he became mayor again after that.
Yep.
Yeah, his hair was standing on his head like a thundercat. He was looking ridiculous. She set me up!
Yep.
All right, how about this one? Clint Longley, sucker punching Captain America, Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach, yep, absolutely.
Sucker punched him, bro?
Yeah, he did.
We've been informed to tell you to check your phone, Lucius, by somebody we all love.
Okay. I mean...
And by the way, Lucius with a new phone.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good to know.
I like that one. Zeke fighting the DJ in Uptown.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that one. There's some truth.
Yeah, hit that DJ and bought him Escalade, didn't he?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
Changed his name to DJ Escalade after that. what else we got right here?
Ooh. So, Lucius, let me circle back with you. On that hotel deal, there was a cocaine raid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking somebody that would know. Maybe an insider on this one.
Okay.
But I'll circle back with you.
Don't put my name in it.
I'm not.
Lucius wants to know if it's Michael in the raid.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening to the radio, Lucius Alexander wanted me to ask you this.
Really, just who was the plug?
Yeah.
Sam Hurt. Let's see. Wildest Dallas Cowboys scandal. You remember somebody said Jerry Jones in a secret family?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, how about Dick Dalrymple?
The cheerleaders
doing what he did.
You are hiding a child. What does Dick Dalrymple do?
It was the voyeurism, it's the cheerleaders.
That's a cheerleader lawsuit.
Yeah, cheerleader ones. Yeah.
Full name Dick Dalrymple got caught up. Sometimes it's right there. Like the HR department is like, all right, send in Dick.
Fix this bleep, Rich.
It was right there, bro.
Should have seen this one coming.
Rich, we need your phone.
Gosh. Right there, man.
Rich, why does your key access card this 1,200 times in the
Let's see. A person in a snowman costume catches fire at a Dallas Cowboy home game.
I was at the game, Lucius. I was at the game.
You've told this story. It's incredible.
It happened probably four rows behind me. Guy was in a snowman. He caught on fire in the middle of the aisle, the game.
Dude.
People are bringing – there's no alcohol sales in Texas Stadium. People with drinks bringing their own in, throwing them on and thinking that, we're going to put it out. It was alcohol. It got bigger. The fire got bigger on the guy.
Oh.
So, that is a true. I saw that with my own eyes.
That's wild.
Yep, happened right behind me.
They were having their own Burning Man out there.
Yep, exactly.
Hookah chaka. All right, let's see what else we got. Dez Walmart tape.
Yeah. Man.
All-time cover-up, huh?
I mean, yo.
Allegedly.
Made it.
Yep.
Jigga, Kelly, there were a couple of people.
There were a couple of people that insisted there was a tape, and everybody's going, no.
What are you talking about? Adam Schefter, there is no tape here.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody on the fan section just put me back on game. Hitman hired to get Michael Irvin. Y'all remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my gosh. I think the Hitman was up, kind of jealous of Mike. That echo is killing me, fam.
Okay, some people are texting about the echo. I'm not familiar. I don't feel the echo, personally.
I can't hear anything. But hear an echo either, but
I have had a long-time legendary voice in the Metroplex confirm a Hitman Michael Irvin situation. That is, yes.
Mm. Wow.
Let me get my vibe right. Okay, all right. Had to calm it down a little bit. Okay, what else we got right here? Oh, Jerry Jones calling into the morning show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That went nationwide viral right there.
Was that they were questioning his job or what he was doing?
I think it was the Derrick Henry thing again. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but
I thought he called in Dawson.
Drew him offside.
Didn't Lucius, you guys get him to call in on you guys one time? Didn't Jerry drive it around? And
it,
you guys...
it definitely wasn't you guys. It was 100% Gavin Dawson.
That's what I thought.
And I think that was Tony Romo.
Oh, Romo did.
Romo.
Yes.
Romo called
Romo?
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Romo did.
Yeah, you should have seen Dawson's eyes when I told him it was Romo. Off that, all that talking slick he was doing for about four segments. I was like, hey, Tony Romo's on the phone.
Gulp.
I'd pay to see that face.
You should have seen it. It was bro. That's when he was still drinking too. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of loose.
All right, let's take him.
Yeah, all right, all right. Get him on the phone.
I really don't like Tony, but I like Tony.
But he's my guy.
He's my guy. You know, but he's prone to interceptions and mistakes.
Well, did you take umbrage with what I said there? Let's see what else we got. All right, yeah, Nate Newton. You said Nate Newton.
Yeah.
Nate Newton is one of my favorite all-time Dallas Cowboys scandals of all time.
Yeah, I love Nate.
Because he got busted again, right?
Yep. It's once, twice,
he got busted again, bro.
Three
like,
times a lady.
They won't expect it the second time. They already got me the first time. They will not think that I'm crazy enough to do this again, but here I am.
We love you, Nate, if you're listening. He might be driving around and listening right now.
In that Astro van. Yeah. Your boy needs some weed, so I'm beeping Nate Newton. All right, what else we got right here? That's a wrap. I didn't make that up. Michael Irvin walking out of court with a big fur coat on.
He did.
I
that's
love
when
that.
That's what he said. Was that the line where he says you need to follow the story with intensity, that you've done it? You know, he gave his whole intensity speech. Like he was telling the media, he was calling the media out for that. Yeah.
Keep that same energy before.
Keep that same energy, yeah.
I birthed that. I birthed that.
I mean, before the White House, there was Thomas Hollywood Henderson.
Yeah, he was now back in the Tom
that
Landry.
That was a wild boy.
Oh, the Cowboys of the 70s was a wild group.
Dwayne Thomas?
Yeah, Dwayne Thomas, that whole, man, they had a wild group of guys there in the 70s. I mean, it was just a different era in Dallas, man. A lot of things going on.
70s was wild, bro.
Really
that
wild.
That was a really, really wild time.
Yeah, especially for professional athletes.
Yeah, I mean, they almost burned down a stadium because they didn't like disco.
Right.
What?
Yeah, anti-disco
they
night
burned
there.
Burned down a stadium because they didn't like disco, bro.
Yeah, Comiskey Park.
They was mad at people celebrating their music. We're tired of hearing that happiness. You guys brought up the White House. Yeah. How did that get out? I don't remember how that got out. Who snitched?
I don't know who exactly snitched, but there was always hints of it.
Chris is over here mouthing who did it. Oh, Chris.
Chris CA would know.
Chris knows.
It's probably Skip Bayless.
Chris knows.
I just know from the Valley Ranch practice field, you could see it.
Yeah.
And I just remember that, like, those guys, the players getting, like, staffers to, like, drive the lawnmower around down the street to go cut the yard.
This is wild, bro.
They were worried about how the yard looked and stuff like
that. Man.
It's amazing.
They ran that thing like a hotel. They clean sheets and
you don't want to have you don't want to have a messy yard as you like having the ladies pull up. That might scare
Heck
the holes
no.
away.
Oh,
hey, can you see if CA will give us the thumbs up on this? I'm reading a Michael Irvin friend, Dennis Padini. Dennis Padini. Was he the guy who said
say allegedly. Don't be snitching now,
allegedly,
bro.
Yeah. Allegedly.
This is called a reckless endangerment of the truth when you start saying stuff like that, and we all up in trouble.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, fam.
Yeah, you're right. Can we dump all that, Lucius?
Yeah, we'll edit it in post.
Got to be careful. Let's see. How about this? Let me get these done. Did you say Lance Renzel?
Lance Rensel.
Rensel?
Yeah, exposure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, overexposure? Oh,
Exposure, car door open kind of a thing. I think Rafael Septien was another.
Oh, yeah, Rafael Septien, yes. Yeah. There was indecency.
Yeah.
And then he had to flee the country.
Yeah, indecency.
My grandparents told me that. They were like, oh, Rafael Septien.
Yeah. Is that a thing? You just want to whip that joint out?
Yeah, they make videos about it now.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, man, I got that urge. Like, hey, so what you thinking about this? Scale to 1 to 10 real quick, ladies.
Yeah.
Real quick. I know you're getting your Subway sandwiches, but real quick, look down and tell me what you think. 1 to 10. All right.
But Lance Rensel was, I believe that was a minor. That was a minor.
Jeez.
Yeah, in 571. Now, it wasn't Julius Jones. Joseph Randall stealing the underwear.
From Dillard's, right?
Yeah, that was.
Was like, it Dillard's?
Why do you need that?
I know it's polo underwear, so I'm thinking
they had,
you can get
they
it from
had, Dillard's. They had a deal happen at camp, at Cowboy Camp here recently between two players over a lady.
Oh, yeah, heard that. That's probably not one to.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into detail on that one, but two players went at it at there in Oxnard. Mm-hmm.
Over a lady?
Over a lady.
Oh, come on, bro. There's too many fish in the sea.
Lady,
fighting over some broads.
Yeah, they went over. They went over this one gal who was actually an employee of the Cowboys.
Oh, like Steve Smith Sr.?
Yeah,
there you go.
Keep it close, baby.
We had this. They brought us all in. They had this meeting, and they said, "Okay, listen, now we're not supposed to be doing this. No cheerleader, no player. You know." And the poor gal was just sitting there like she didn't know. She's like. Looking around like, no, it's not me, you know, and I'm like, and we're all looking at her like, it's you. That's why we're all here, you know, kind of
unbelievable.
Thing. Yeah. Her hair is up there disheveled. Got a little lipstick on her collar. I don't know what you guys talking about.
She's sitting at a conference table with her hands crossed on the table, just looking like, why are we here?
Yeah. You know, kind of innocent.
I've got the long skirt on today. What you guys talking about?
Didn't Lucky Whitehead have his dog stolen by a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
The pit bull, fam. That was wild. I can't remember the name of that dog, but I thought it was funny that all the sports media people were saying the name of that dog every day. Like, it was, like, a serious thing.
Yeah.
We have to find Fluffles.
We've had several animals.
Ruffles.
Yeah. We have to find Ruffles.
I believe was his name Blitz?
Is that what it was?
His name was Blitz, and it was stolen by a Fort Worth rapper named, allegedly, Bugatti Casino.
That's it. They kept saying Bugatti Casino. I thought that was crazy.
But did he owe him money? Casino. Was that the whole thing?
I think it was.
He owed him money.
There was like Zeke or Dak. I think it was Zeke's dogs bit somebody. And then there was Dez's monkey.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Dallas. Hey, my next door neighbors, they have a nice little French bulldog. This is random, but you guys are talking about a dog. And they have their daughter take the dog out for a walk every day.
Can't breathe.
It's fine. It's beautiful. But the girl is so small. She's like maybe in third or fourth grade. I'm like, they will take that dog from that girl. Yeah. They will 100% drive up and snatch that dog from that little girl. That little expensive dog you guys have. What other ones? Jay Ratliff bum rushing Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones in the bathroom photos.
Yeah.
Those
were kind of greeny. Kind of greeny photography.
That's not me.
Not me.
T.O. in the pills, bounty bowl.
Oh, T.O. in the pills. That was a day.
That was a hell of a day.
That was a hell of a day. Bill Parcells, I am not talking about this.
And Jerry Jones letting, the player. That was wild stuff. Jerry Jones letting the Mayor Miller punk him.
That's what somebody said.
Jerry Jones let the Mayor Miller. Yeah, Laura Miller.
I tell you what, and I'm going to just throw this out there. If you say that name around Stephen Jones, he might take a right hook swing at you. Might.
Now I believe cash it. Out.
Yeah. I believe it. All right, that's it. I got to go. I went over my time. We were just talking. I got lost. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing, and the Greek don't rest. Somebody say Jerry Jones and Jamie Foxx's IG. Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 Jerry be scouting, boy. I got to go. My name is Lucius. Holla.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.